Grace and peace to you from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. This year's Christmas Eve address or message is a poem that I've prepared. As some of you know, I quite like poetry. And so I've written this one on the theme from Luke 2, verse 10, Fear Not. And I've used the opening and closing verses of an old hymn that many of you would be familiar with too, How Firm a Foundation. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to gather together as your people this year, and especially to gather together to celebrate the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. We pray that news of this event and the celebration of it would fill us with a certain fearlessness in knowing that you are among us, that you love us, that you care deeply for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, who unto the Saviour for refuge have fled? Fear not, he is with you, O be not dismayed, for he is your God and will still give you aid. He'll strengthen you, help you, and cause you to stand upheld by his righteous, omnipotent hand. Fear not seemed a relevant theme for this year, with plans so uncertain, unknown, and unclear, a beginning and end that seem worlds apart, but God's foundation now is firm as the start. Through fires and floods, and then COVID's encroach, political problems I'd rather not broach, many handled major hardships with great tact, while elsewhere, toilet paper flew off the rack. We thought it unusual, unprecedented. Some enjoyed changes that others lamented. But all the while, fear and stress were a-growing in the lack of control and constant unknowing. Experience varied in countries and states, between houses and huts and housing estates. Between rich and poor, the young and the old, technology helped, but left others cold. One point of contention at least seemed to be fears or frictions of varying degree. Between nations and states and families too. So maybe this theme is a theme just for you. Fear not was the message of angels on high to shepherds in fields as their plans went awry, filling them with terror and worry, confusion, seeming like one big angelic intrusion. So let us briefly trace this theme of fear not. In Scripture alone, it is there quite a lot. In modern culture, it's harder to find, except no fear clothing since 1989. Now, going back further to the years of BC, the prevalence of such a greeting we see. To Abraham and Sarah, leaving their land. To Jacob and Isaac, following God's plan. To Moses, leading in triumph and trial, fear not, I am with you. This may take a while. To Joshua, be strong, courageous, and know that I will be with you wherever you go. To the prophets, with challenging words to say, to bring people back to God's will and God's way. Do not be afraid. This is my word, not yours, so it always fulfills my purpose and cause. From David to Solomon, fear not, my son, when challenges cause you to rush in or run. Do your job, serve the Lord in his temple, boy. The house of the Lord is the household of joy. To Isaiah, be careful, calm, and do good. Your enemies are smouldering stubs of old wood. Fear not, with my help you will yet overcome and announce the upcoming birth of my son. It seems that for every person whom God called, every situation, the rulers, the ruled, his encouragement, like a refrain, each got, do not be afraid, my dear child, you fear not. Their challenges were large, Their threats were immense. Yet God gave them this sanctified common sense. Courage and faith mixed with wisdom and prayer and the promise his presence would always be there. That his mercies each morning come to us new. His grace is sufficient in all that we do. That more than clean surfaces, clean hands and plates, God gives clean consciences, clean records and slates. There is no predicament, problem or sin beyond help so long as our helper is him. Comebacks do happen. Bad things can fix. Take the Indian team, making 36. Another test will come. A new day will dawn. Maybe a new Sachin Tendulkar will spawn. There's hope on the horizon. Boxing day soon. Marnus has been good, but he's no David Boone. Moving on from cricket and from times of old, the New Testament too calls us to be bold, to fear not, to hold firm, to trust and obey, to listen deeply to what God has to say. Zechariah too was told he shouldn't fear. His prayers with Elizabeth had reached God's ear. They would be blessed with their very own son, who they were to call and who we know as John. Then Mary and Joseph's angelic meeting contains an almost identical greeting. They found favor with God and their son would be destined to set Israel and the world free. Free from sin and its accompanying fear. God's plan in Jesus becomes more and more clear. As angels tell shepherds, put aside worry, go find the child in Bethlehem. Hurry. Your fearful and fretful standing and thinking will leave your heads hurting and your hearts sinking. The angels say, this is good news of great joy. Get on with the task. Go search for the boy. So they did, and the world seemed to skip a beat as God touched down with tiny hands, tiny feet. Fearful for us when we make God a stranger, but fearlessness was the gift in the manger. And as the child grew, he was different for sure. He kept his word, kept his head, kept every law. He taught of how God can conquer fear and doubt, and how his perfect love can cast our fear out. And those same words that resounded at his birth were found on his lips as he walked on the earth. Peace be with you. Fear not. Nothing is concealed to which light will not come when all is revealed. Fear not those who try to harm body and mind, who are very hurtful to you or unkind. I have charge over souls and make yours secure, and through fire and flood can make it more pure. Remember when it feels like too great a cost, the day that Jesus stood at the foot of a cross. Rejected, abandoned, and nailed to a tree, that was the price he paid to set your soul free. 3 days later, near the grave where he dies, some women came by with tears in their eyes, looking for him, with tributes to bring, like the wise men bringing gifts to their king. They did not find him, but angels then said, "Fear not, fear not, he could not stay dead. He's alive, go and tell the others, you'll see, until death is overcome, no one will be free." The pattern emerges as part of God's plan. Look to Christ and get on with the job that's at hand. Do not be afraid, he once said, little flock, for I am your shepherd and I am your rock. I am your light and again I am your door. I am your way, truth and life and then more. I am the resurrection and life that is whole. I am the vine and the true bread for your soul. Our friend Martin Luther can also help here on wanting control but instead finding fear. He said to friend Philip, "You must cease to rule. Let God be in charge, in control over all. Let his word do its work. That's the real power. Preach well, then drink Wittenberg beer for an hour. Now, this was a man with reason to fear. His life wasn't all one big bratwurst and beer, but he said we should think on what we love best, trust truly and fear most, above all the rest. These are false gods, and they need to make space for the true God to be given his rightful place. Fear is so human and begs our reflecting, but Scripture says more, it needs redirecting. Fear, stand in awe, love and trust God above all. It was for you that he became very small. It was for you that he lived, and for you he died. For you he rose up to his Father's right side. For you he reigns, and for you he's king. And so it's for him with the angels we sing. Fear not the sin and the pressure and the stress. Fear not the family, the conflict, the mess. Fear not the COVID, although it's harm we know. All earthly things come, and at some point they go. Heaven sends word from a little manger cot, pleading with all people, fear not, friends, fear not. God's word never fails, and his word is for you. This Christmas is his, and you are his too. When through fiery trials thy pathway shall lie, his grace all sufficient shall be thy supply. The flame shall not hurt thee, his only design, thy dross to consume and thy gold to refine. The soul that on Jesus has leaned for repose, he will not, he cannot desert to its foes. That soul, though all hell shall endeavour to shake, he never will leave and will never forsake. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words of the angels long ago, fear not, I bring you good news. We pray that those words would resound around us this night and tomorrow as we celebrate the birth of our Lord. We pray that it would sink in deep into our souls and that you would enable us and empower us to live a life less fearful. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.